Hello, hi, good morning, actually, because it's morning right now, and every time I post, it's usually, like, really late at night, you know, so it's a little different, change of scenery, I guess. Not that you can see anything, but the mood might be different. Anyway, I realized that a lot of people really liked my last post where I talked through this fantasy with you, and wow, a lot of people really liked it, so I thought I would try again. But I have to be kind of quick about this because my sisters could wake up any minute, but I think I think I have time. But, well, we can hope that I have time. Okay, anyway, I have my vibrator again on my clit over my panties because I don't want to make a mess. And this fantasy was kind of a thought, like, I... It was kind of on the spot. Oh God, I mean, I came last night, and it's been like 5 days since I last came, but I came last night, but I'm still so desperate to come right now. Okay, so you may or may not have caught on to my little addiction to watching guys fuck flashlights. You well, now you know. Now you know that I'm addicted to watching this. Fantasy. I put this vibrator on the lowest setting too because I knew I would be too sensitive and too needy. So you have a flashlight doll, you know, like one of those ones that's just like, it has tits and like the whole torso and a pussy hole and an asshole, and next to you, and you're forcing me to watch everything you do. My hands are tied by my back, and my legs are tied to the chair. Your cock is teasing the doll's pussy. Just rubbing and grinding against it. And you're not even been looking at me. I'm begging for you to look at me. Or to touch me. Or to rub your cock along my pussy. But you're not even looking at me. Instead of me. In your hands. You even bend down and start licking his clit. Eating out his pussy. Right in the eyes, and looking up at you, just whining and whimpering. And you come over to me, you sit right in front of me. And I think I've finally been a good enough girl. No. You brought the door. school. And you're using the doll's pussy onto your cock. And I watch as your cock slides into it. I watch your cock twitching from the tightness, and your groans, and your moans, and your grunts as you fuck the doll. And you're staring into my eyes. When you think I've done enough begging for you, you toss that doll across the room, and I'm so ready for you. My thighs are spread and my pussy is leaking for you. Oh, please. Please fuck me. Fuck me so hard. I can't breathe. Please. Please. So, you call me a good girl, and you do just that. You fuck me so hard, so fast, so. So fast and so hard, and you're hitting all the right. I'm already close. Please. Please, can I come for you? Can I be daddy's good girl and come for you? Everything you want, just like how you do with that doll. You just fuck me however you want, and I can't argue, and I can't. I just take it. Okay. Are you ready? Can I calm us down? From five, okay? Five. Four. Did you come with me? Yeah, I hope you did. Fuck. To feel you come inside me. And you're just slowly pushing it all in. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, that was so good. That definitely got my flashlight fantasy out there. That was not a quick one. I was trying to do a quick one, but okay. I need to get up now, so that was a really good start to my day. Thank you. I hope you came good too. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.